Hello and welcome to Dirty Lazy Girl, a podcast that offers realistic girlfriend support and problem solving for imperfect people like me. I'm Stephanie Laska, author and creator of Dirty Lazy Keto. I lost 140 pounds by breaking all the rules and becoming a weight loss rebel.
And I'm Tamara Snezik, a professor of sociology, Stephanie's co-host, and her Dirty Lazy Girl partner in crime. Every week, we'll tackle a potential obstacle in your way with unconventional, dirty, or lazy problem-solving strategies. Let's get you started.
It is season 3 of the Dirty Lazy Girl podcast, and today we are going to challenge ourselves to figure out the whole issue related to bras, because it is a big obstacle for a lot of us. Bra fitting, I don't know what to do with that.
Me neither. I don't think I've ever found the perfect bra for myself. And that's sad because we spend so much time in our bras, most of us, right? It's all day long for your whole lifetime. That's a lifetime of discomfort. No one needs that. In fact, you know, the one I'm wearing today, I'll just be honest with you, is digging into my chest because I lost a few pounds. And it's like, now my bra's fitting differently. So it's, even if you find the perfect bra, you know what? You have to keep on it because our body's changing. Menopause, weight loss, whatever.
It's always something, right? I mean, seriously, right. The topic of bra fitting, I mean, some people might think, oh, this is so frivolous. Why are they taking this on as an obstacle? But really, I'm like you, I've really struggled with this topic. And over the years, I've just endured so much ugly bras, I'll tell you, ugly, itchy, uncomfortable, ill-fitting bras, distracting straps, you know, I'm like moving the whole time. Mm-hmm. And I feel like a bra, the way it fits, it affects my self-esteem. It affects my confidence level. It affects how I feel about myself, if I'm feeling sexy or attractive. So I really do think this is serious and it's time for a bra intervention, Tamara.
Yes. Because even your clothes lay differently when you have a really good bra. So we're going to start by reviewing the nuts and bolts about choosing the right bra. And then we're going to move on to choosing the bra for your lifestyle. So bra lifestyle tips.
It's going to be fun. So we're going to get into this. We're going to help our viewers who are watching and listening try to problem solve and figure out what they could do better.
Right.
So let's tackle the first obstacle, which is like, it's too small. Like, what are some signs that your bra is just too small?
The spill.
Now, is that just at the top or could it be somewhere else?
I have side boob spillover. It's a problem.
So we either get the quad boob I get, which is the fore boob, or you get the side boob. That could be a sign that something's too small.
You can get a back boob.
That too. There could be a lot of boobs happening with a lot of spillover. That's a sign of the bra not fitting.
No, because it doesn't have to be that way, right?
No, apparently not. Yeah. We'll get to that, but we just want to help our listeners know, like, should they be paying attention, right?
Yeah, because if it's too small, you have spillover, but then you'll also have straps that will dig into your shoulder. So some of you who have that problem, it might be that your bra is too small.
Or maybe the underwires are poking you or riding up. Yes. That could be another issue or a sign that your bra is not fitting. It's too small.
Yeah. Yeah. And then I'd say the last one is the center part of your bra doesn't lie flat.
Yeah. It shouldn't be like way out here. It shouldn't be like, you know, multiple inches away from your chest. The center actually should touch your sternum. Yeah. So those are all signs of too small.
If you can put a cup in your bra.
That's a bad sign. Now, what about if it's too big? Because it sounds like that could be an issue too, right?
Yeah. Well, that's
definitely. How do you know if your bra is too big?
Gapping. Like, you know, a lot of people with smaller breasts, it's hard to find a bra that doesn't have these big gappy spaces, you know, in the front or other places.
Well, it's funny you say they're too small because I have maybe the opposite situation where my skin is so floppy and hanging down that I have a lot, and maybe it's due to my age as well, but I have a lot of cup gaps at the top of my bras because of that issue. So I have, you know, that whole like elasticity problem, which makes it's a sign that the bra is too big. Really, it could be.
Yeah. I think the way the band fits can tell you it's too big or too small. Either way, but if it's moving too much and causing friction, then it may be too loose. You might need a tighter fit.
That's true. Yeah, that's definitely a sign your bra is too big if your straps are sliding all over the place.
Your straps and, or the band.
Or the band. We don't want either of that. No, how do you know if it's just right? I feel like we're Goldilocks today. Like, okay, that's too small. That's too big. How do you know if your bra actually fits? Because I know it might be a dumb question, but how do you know?
I don't know. I so rarely have that feeling, but I'm in
So let's pretend that everything is fabulous. What would that look like or what would that feel like?
I think it would have a band that lies comfortably. It's not digging in, but it's also not moving around. And oh my God, what I wouldn't do for straps that just stay in place and I'm not doing this all day.
Doing the little strap dance?
Yes.
And the center section would lie flat.
Yes.
Like against the sternum. It wouldn't be like a big gap.
Right.
And no cups would be smooth. Yeah. The cups would be nice and smooth on the actual bra. No gappage, no folds, no quad boobs or uniboobs or eight boobs. Okay, this is like pretty challenging, right?
It is. So what's the first thing to do if we're going to, you know, try to get the perfect bra?
Well, this is the challenge for all of us, is that we need to get fitted and figure out what is the right size for ourselves. Yeah. I think we've all been suffering. Like you said, you've been wearing a bra for so long and then your weight changes and then boom, you need something new. And I think the surprise is that most people don't know how to measure themselves at all, right? Like I didn't know. I had to research it for this episode.
Yeah. And you can actually go to someone and get a fitting, right? Do you recommend that?
I actually took it upon myself bravely for the Dirty Girl podcast, Dirty Lazy Girl podcast. I went to a store and got the free bra fitting service that's advertised at all department stores, lingerie stores. They all offer it. And I've always been too scared. Tamara, I'm going to tell you something really embarrassing. I thought you were like naked doing this. Like I thought I had no idea that
so it did I
over the clothes. I was so nervous. I'm like, oh my gosh, what's happening? What's going to happen? But I'm like, I have to do it for the episode. I got to do it. It is done over the clothes. How silly am I? There is no nakedness, people.
You are going to make it. You're going to take a sacrifice for the team, man.
I was going to do it, man.
Some strange.
I was going all in. I'm like, I have had this gift card in my wallet for Victoria's Secret. And I've had it for like 2-3 years because I'm like scared to go in some of these stores. I don't know what's going on in there. So I finally went in and took advantage of the free bra fitting thing. It's done over the clothes, but you know what? All the department stores do it. Macy's, you know, Nordstrom, whatever big department store is in your area. They all offer it.
Does Victoria's Secret?
Yes. And it's free. Yeah. There's no cost.
Is it awkward? Because I'll be honest, I haven't done it. And it, like you, I was worried about how awkward it would be.
I thought it would be so weird. I'm like, okay, what's going to happen? Where is it done? But the lady was like, I mean, I was in San Francisco in the big lobby. She's like, oh, when's the last time you had your bra fitted? I'm like, I don't know. Never. And she's like, oh, let's just check it out right here. And she whoop, she went like this. Whoop. I swear to God, she whoop, 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 and then zip, 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 zip. And right there in the middle of God and everybody, she measured my bra and was like, oh, this is what you need.
Okay.
It was no big deal. Over the clothes, nothing creepy. It literally took, I don't know, 10 seconds.
Probably quick.
Yeah. Super quick.
She probably knows how to do it where she doesn't even touch your boob.
There was no touchage. There was no weirdness.
Oh,
let's just get that out the way.
Okay, I'm going to get this done now. You inspired me.
Okay. I challenge all of our viewers and listeners to get it done. And if you're too scared, we have a backup plan.
Yeah. Well, I just, before we move on to that, like what, was she accurate? Like when you got it, were you surprised?
Yeah. That was the craziest thing is that I was like, okay, here we go. I got my gift card and I invested in a ton of bras and they all fit perfectly. And I was tripping.
So it did
make stupid.
It made a big difference.
I was like, why did I wait so long?
Yeah. And they have good knowledge too. Like they,
that's what they do. That's their job.
Yeah. Okay. Well, what if we're in some place where we don't have access to a bra fitter?
Okay.
You know, professional. What do we do?
Well, I've got two options for our viewers and listeners. The first one is I was surprised to learn you could actually do this virtually. So Nordstrom.com, you can set up a virtual free bra fitting appointment. So that's one option. And if you don't want to do that, if you'd rather do it at home, I'm going to do a demonstration today.
Oh, wow.
With Tamara's help.
Wow.
And I will put the chart on the Dirty Lazy Q keto.com website.
Okay.
On the podcast link, I'll put all the numbers and stuff so that in the chart, that way folks can measure at home and go to the chart and figure out their size.
Oh, that's exciting.
Yeah. You ready, Tamara? You got to help me.
I'm ready.
Okay.
I know. Okay.
So walk me through it. I got my fancy tape measure. This is like a soft tape measure with inches on one side.
Okay. Well, first I think we need to say you should wear a bra when you do it.
Oh, okay.
But not a non-padded, a non-padded bra, because that might inflate your numbers.
We don't want that.
Probably not your demi push-up bra either. I would think just wear like an everyday no padding bra if you have it.
And yeah, and your best fitting one, right? Like do the best you can, the one that you actually like. So start with that.
They'll give you a more accurate reading. And I would say that also, if you're going to get a professional fitting, don't wear your padded bra either. But okay, so first you need to wrap the measuring tape snugly around your rib cage just beneath the bust line. So that's the first one, below the bust line.
I'm going on camera here. Tamara, you're going to have to guide me. So I'm going to go beneath my rib cage, snugly beneath my bust line. Okay, here we go.
Yes. So under the boobage.
Got it.
And then you want to adjust the tape so that it's parallel to the floor. So you don't want it like, okay, that looks perfect.
Okay.
I think you're parallel.
I'm parallel. Yeah. Very good.
Then you exhale deeply because you want a smallest measurement possible.
Okay, here we go. I'm exhaling. Here we go.
Okay. And then now hold the point where the tape meets. And then you round the number to the nearest whole number.
Okay. So for me, that is going to be 31.
Okay.
So that's my number.
So
now this is where it gets a little weird. According to my chart that I've pulled from, this is the United States measurements. So there's a chart that tells you, according to that number, what your bandwidth is going to be. Mm-hmm. Now, common sense would dictate it would be close to that number, right?
Yeah. 31.
It is not.
Okay.
I think that's what's messing all of us up in America, ladies. Yeah. So according to my chart, if you're between a 30 and a 31 inches around the bust, that means you're a band size of a 34.
Okay. That's confusing.
So, and to keep going with that, just to give our listeners and viewers kind of an idea of where the chart's going to go, 32 to 33 inches is a 36 band size, 34 to 37 inches, 38 band size. 38 to 41 is a 40 band size. Should I keep going? 40. Okay, so 42 to 43 inches around your bust, beneath your bust, is a 42 band size. 44 to 45 inches is a 44 band size. 46 to 47 is a 46 band size. And then lastly, 48 to 49 inches is a 48 band size.
Totally confusing, but
I know. But I put it on my website. Okay.
You use the chart. Yeah. So that's your band size. So, so you're a 34, and then now we want to see if you're a 34A, 34D, 34, whatever. Okay.
Let's go on to the next step.
Measure the cup size. Okay. This one, instead of going snug, you take a loose measurement around the fullest part of your bust.
Okay. Here we go.
Okay.
Okay. And was I parallel?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm a 36. What does that mean?
Okay. So you take 36.
Okay.
And you subtract the first number, your band size, which was 31, right?
Yes.
So 36 minus 31 is 5.
Okay. 5.
Yes. And there's a chart. So 5 is a double D, right?
That's correct.
Yes.
Four. So the difference between the two is a double D or a 5. Perfect. Yes.
So if you had a difference of 4, that would have been a C cup. No, sorry, D.
Yeah.
Difference of 3 is C, and a difference of 2 is B, and a difference of 1 is A.
You got it.
And you can go even higher. So
if you had a difference of 6 inches, what would that be?
Triple D / F.
Or if you had a difference of 7 inches, that would be?
Quadruple D / G.
Or if you had a difference of 8 inches, that would be
H.
There we go.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, again, listeners, I know we blew all that out at you, but it's all going to be on the website. It's a chart. Yeah. It's standard for the United States, but it is different in different countries. So we want to acknowledge that.
And since a lot of us do a lot of online shopping, sometimes you don't realize they're out of state, you know, out of the United States. So be careful to look if they're a different country and really examine their measuring process. Fortunately, they usually tell you how to measure on their website.
Yeah. So don't skip that part. Sounds very important.
Yeah. 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 Seriously.
Well, that was really fun. I'm so glad I did that on air.
Yes. Yes.
You should that was that. Really embarrassing. Okay. Just for and
now
y'all.
Now the whole world knows your bra size.
Everybody knows. There it is, folks. Enjoy. Let's do some problem solving.
Yes, let's do that.
Okay.
Okay. What's some different problems that we have to worry about? Everybody's different. That's the first thing, by the way. And that's why the measuring, I just want to say, is so important.
So important.
Oh my gosh. Because, you know, you can have giant band size and a small breast and vice versa. And it's really going to change how you approach it and what problems you have, right?
Yeah. And I'm sure we won't cover them all. We're going to try to just give you a little bit of advice like we did earlier. But Tamara, what should you do if you find the band of your bra is just riding up the back? Like, what do you do with that? Where do you start?
My first thought would be it's too big. Your band is too big, right? So
it could definitely, your bra could be the wrong size. Yeah. Or it could just need to be tightened.
Yes. You know, one thing I've learned is that, you know, the elasticity of your bra, it goes pretty quick. So you put it, I usually, you know, put it on a certain setting, you know, like maybe two over. And within a couple of months, you probably need to tighten it to the next row of fasteners, right?
I did actually learn that because I was, you know, really trying to study and prepare and learn. But apparently you are supposed to start when you buy a bra. You're supposed to start by clasping it on the very first little bubble thingy doos. And then as it loses its elasticity, then you keep moving further and further along to make the bra last longer. So who knew? I didn't know that. No one ever told me that.
Yeah. And when you go bra shopping, if it's comfortable on the last setting, then you need to get a different bra or a different size. You want it on that lesser setting so that you have room to tighten it as it loses its elasticity. And I never think to check that. Do you?
No, never. I could barely see what's happening behind me in the dressing room. I'm just like, woo, it's on sale.
I know.
Yeah. So that's some good advice there too. And you also might need to loosen up your straps. It could not be the band might be not the problem, but I know for me, sometimes I like start tightening the straps a little, trying to look younger and more fabulous. And then my back band is riding up as a result. Yeah. So I need to adjust the straps. That could be a problem.
Yeah. And by the way, to make the adjuster thing, you know, where you put it together to make that comfortable where it doesn't dig into your back. Hello. I have yet to find a good bra if someone out there has one. Because that really digs into your back. Sorry, just another problem.
That's true.
All right. What do we do if we have overflow or gaps?
And we kind of hinted at that earlier about it being the wrong size, right? If you have the overflow or the gaps. Basically, we want to recommend that you try going up or down a cup size and see if that makes a difference. And if that cup size strategy doesn't work, then look toward a different style of bra. So some of the different styles of bra that you might consider is a fuller coverage bra, for example. That would be something that covers more of the breast area. Or a demi cup, that's like a half size bra where it shows a little bit more but might help reduce the overflow or gap. And then lastly, another try would be a push-up style bra. So those could be three different types of bras that might help you with that overflow or that gap situation. So basically make a change. Don't just suffer.
And think outside the box too. You could get like a sports bra or, you know, to wear to work if that feels better and has, because I noticed my sports bras have less gapping. So sometimes I just like to wear those just for every day. Again, just think outside the box.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Another common problem, and I know we kind of joked around this earlier, is the back bulge. I think every lady listening knows what I'm talking about.
Yes.
With the back bulge. Yeah. We've all got a little bit going on back there, right?
Yeah.
What do we do about that? How do we handle that?
Well, I would think part of the problem is your band might be too small. So you can try a wider band, you know, with more hooks on it. I found that to me is a lot, it's not as pretty, but it's a lot more comfortable and I don't have as much you know, spillover with that. So that's what I would do.
That's one idea. Yeah, for sure. Yeah. It could just be that you need a different style bra. Again, you know, we suggested that in the last go around, maybe like a stretchier bra or a different type of style, maybe one without underwire. I mean, bras have really come along. I think when I was doing my shopping, I was surprised at the new options out there. It's not just like it used to be.
And the fabrics are different now.
Softer. There's all that like neoprene, or it looks like a wetsuit. They're quite fancy.
And then some are real soft and silky, but the softer silky ones might not, you know, the wear, they may wear differently, or they may even fit differently around you. So so try a different bandwidth, try a different style, try a different fabric even.
And then in reality though, we do have to acknowledge that sometimes a little back bulge is just the way it is. Like, I want to be honest, like sometimes you can buy the most fabulous bra in the world, but our, it's not a miracle. Sometimes it is what it is. Like we have, there's only so much the bra can do. So that's just being real.
And it's just how you're made.
That's okay. Something wrong and with you're it. Beautiful just the way you are with the back bulge. I know I have a little bit happening and I love it. Love my back bulge. It is what it is.
That's right. We're as good from the front as we are, or coming as we are going.
We're coming and going, people, and it all looks good.
All right. Well, I hate this one, because this one I deal with a lot is the sliding straps.
The slip and slide.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like I'm constantly doing this. It's embarrassing, like, you know, to be doing that all the time. So what are your suggestions for that one?
Well, according to our research, if you you're suffering from slip and slide, the first step is to tighten your straps. So I know this seems obvious, but a lot of us don't think about that. And if you've already adjusted the straps and you're at as tight as they go, you know what? Guess what? Your bra might have lost its elasticity. Yeah. The band might be too big. That could just be time for a new bra.
Yeah.
Potentially.
Yeah, because sometimes I'll tighten it, but then it pulls it up too high. It's not, then I'm pushing it down all the time. And I'm like, okay, I need a new bra because it's lost its.
And a lot of our bodies are shaped differently too, right? Like you mentioned about some people like a sports bra. I wonder if it's the Razorback style that appeals to you. I don't know. What do you think, Tamara?
Yes, because it doesn't fall, it's doesn't fall down, you know, and I have, I don't have great posture either. That's part of the problem. So that's why the Razorbacks are great. Cause it, there's no falling down.
And it doesn't have to be, I was surprised. I'm going to do a little show and tell here, but it doesn't have to be a sports bra necessarily that you reach for the Razorback. Yeah. Like I just, one of my, I'm showing this kind of hot pink cutesy bra that I got at Victoria's Secret, but you can see the back is a Razorback. And I found myself that these fit me a lot better because I have such droopage from my loose skin that that Razorback, like you said, offers me a lot more support. So there are more options out there than maybe we, a lot of us who haven't been bra shopping in a while, a lot of us realize.
Yeah. And the, some of the new ones, you can have both. Like you can wear it regular, and then they make it so that you can crisscross it and have, so one bra can do both, which is another great option.
And those are the called the convertible style bras.
Yeah.
To be fancy, I learned some things while I was shopping. I'm going to show you what Tamara's talking about if you're watching on YouTube. And a lot of the newer bras have these little clasps. I'm trying to show it to the camera. These little plastic clasps that you can actually undo and then crisscross and make it like a Razorback, like Tamara was saying.
Yeah.
So pretty cool.
Yeah.
Who knew?
I know. You do have to adjust the length of the, I found that out because I have one of those. You do have to adjust the length and make it longer when you're going to crisscross it. But so it's a little
which
bit
is a
more
total pain. And then you're in your closet forever. But you know, Tamara, you mentioned about like bra straps that run out of elasticity and they start to like not tighten as much. I have found that by converting those to permanent Razorback style in my closet gives them more more time. You know what I mean?
That's
you have to extend it to go to the crisscross.
Yeah. Also the wider straps too are, you know, and those are just more comfy. Just they don't dig in as much. There's some that even, I don't know what your opinion on these are, but that have a little bit of a padding.
And it depends too, like what kind of like, for example, I just mentioned I'm a double D, so I have more weight in the front. So I need a bigger strap, like you're saying. Yeah. But if you were like an A or a double A, you might not necessarily need that wider strap, right? Is that what you're saying? Like it's more like a seatbelt kind of. It's a seatbelt for me. I'm just being real.
Yeah, it's not going to dig in as much because there's not as much weight on those straps. So a wider one or even a little padding underneath it.
It can be a little bit more comfortable.
Yeah, for sure.
I'll do another show and tell too. And this is a different style bra, which is has the thinner straps. I'm just going to hold this one up. And you're right. They do dig in a little bit more because there's not much going on. But as you can see, this is more, I think, of a bedroom bra, like more of a sexy bra, so to speak, or where you're not trying to look for that all day coverage to get more support. So it really depends on what you're looking for in the bra.
Yeah.
Right? It doesn't have to always be one or the other.
No, exactly. You can just bra shop. In fact, one of the lessons there is don't just have one bra.
For sure.
You know what I mean? I think we're going to get to that.
Yeah, I know. I got excited.
What if there's actually red marks on your body from your bra? And I've had that happen, haven't you?
Absolutely. And you know, you mentioned too about loosening the straps, adjusting those straps, which we forget about. I mean, at least I do. And but if that's not solving the problem and you've adjusted your size, it just may be time for a new bra.
Yeah. And I noticed too, some of the times the wire will be, over time, the wire fits differently when you wear underwire. And that's controversial too. Some people really love the underwire because it gives you more support, but I find them not as comfortable. I don't know about you. And they wear faster. Like I notice I don't keep them as long because they start, I don't know, I just start poking and after a while. So that's another reason to think about replacing your bra.
And if it's poking and prodding you, throw it out.
Yeah.
I've been the girl with like little wads of tissue. Do you do that? I'll like stuff it under the wire, trying to keep it from killing me. Why am I doing that? It's time to throw that away, Stephanie. There's no wads of tissue necessary. I'm a big girl.
And I will say the no wire bras are better than they used to be. Like you can get support even in a double D and higher. You don't you think you can find a no wire bra that actually supports you? And that's, you know, that's something that wasn't always the case.
And a lot of the fashion magazines recommend that if you're looking for a more natural fit when it comes to your clothing. So if you're not looking for something so, you know, pokey outy in the front, you know, more of that bustier look, if you're looking for a natural kind of more shape, the no wire bras are the way to go.
Yeah. These tips are so helpful, Stephanie. And I think we've got a bunch more to share, but why don't we just take a quick break right here?
Okay. I know we're like so excited to share our tips. But I wanted to talk to you guys just and show you my before bra since I was brave enough to show you my current bra, bra size. I want to show you my before. So this is when I was size 3X, 4X. I'm going to try to hold up my bra at the camera. I found this in my closet. This is a Vanity Fair size 42 double D. And I want to show that it had a lot of support. And in fact, it had the three hooks. Oh, actually not three, but four hooks in the back, which I think offers a lot more support when you're a heavier person. And the wider straps at the top with more padding. So if you are having more issues with regards to weight and needing that kind of support, think about, you know, thicker straps and thicker in the back too. So that is my bra size from before. I showed you my current. And if you want help with weight loss or you're still struggling and that's an area you want to be challenged with, if you want to know more about my story in particular and how I was able to lose 140 pounds, I share a lot of vulnerable stories and how I actually did it in detail in the Dirty Lazy Keto Get Started Losing Weight While Breaking All the Rules. And it's available in audio and paperback and ebook. You can order a copy on Amazon or wherever you like to shop for books. So there you go.
Thank you, Stephanie.
I don't think I've ever shared that before, bra. I just have to say that out loud.
Did that make you feel vulnerable?
It did. And I feel like I'm turning red right now. I hope that came out in the right way. My intention was to share it just as a place that I'm a normal person and everybody out there is listening is a normal person and you're beautiful where you're at. But I just want to share that this is the real deal we're talking about today. It's nothing fake.
No, I appreciate you doing that because it's, it's empowering, I think, to see that, you know, you can talk about your different journey in a way that's vulnerable and it's okay. So thank you.
We're here to support our listeners of all shapes and sizes.
And support our listeners' boobs through some more tips.
I hear that. So what's our first tip? I mean, so we're going to get more specific. So what's a good overall tip, Tammy?
I would say the number one is you probably need to replace your bra more often than you are. I know, guilty, totally guilty. Me too. Lose shape faster than you think. And alas, I mean, this is I'm just going to say an embarrassing story since you were being vulnerable.
Thank you. Please join me.
My husband, this is when we first got married, because I was young. My mom never taught me anything about how bras are supposed to fit or anything, you know? And he's like, I think you need a new bra. it's not doing anything for you. And I was so insulted, but then I went bra shopping and I was like, oh my gosh, I look like, you know, a different person. My bras were 4 inches higher, you know? So I was like, oh, okay. I guess, you know, I'm a grown-up now. I have to actually think about bras and be careful and, you know, mindful about that. And so, yeah, my husband, he's so cute to read.
That's adorable. Well, I think there's like a stereotype, don't you think, about bras, like, oh, they're, it's all about sexiness and whatnot, but it's not. No. I mean, our bodies have pain when we're not wearing the right support. Yes. And our clothes don't fit right. And we can have back issues. We can be digging and embarrassed all day, like adjusting straps and uncomfortable. So this is more of an issue than just like looking cute. You know what I mean? And it makes us feel good about ourselves when we have clothes fit correctly and we can focus on our work and our families and not our stupid straws, our bra straps, right?
Yeah. And it also reminds me, like, way back when we talked about underwear, it's something that's to do for you, because most people aren't going to see your bra, right? So it's like investing in something that's really comfortable and wonderful for yourself, right?
Self-care. It is self-care.
Yes.
It's treating yourself right, no matter what that looks like for you.
Yeah. Yeah. And because I know I will care more about my shoes or something that people can see, and we shouldn't be thinking that way, actually.
Yeah, replacing our bras actually says, and our underwear, it says more about our self-esteem, than anything. And just to throw out there, I know you mentioned about your bras when you first got married. Tamara, after I had kids, I wore my nursing bras from Walmart, these stained, cotton, disgusting nursing bras. I wore them for years. And it never crossed my mind that I should change them out, even though I wasn't nursing anymore. And I hadn't for a really long time. But it was like the thought of spending money on myself for something so I just didn't think it was important. And for me, that spoke a lot about that time in my life where I just put everybody else first and didn't spend money or feel any of that kind of self-care. So you're right.
Yeah, I did the same thing too. In fact, I had to have I think it was a year after I had stopped nursing before I finally because your body changes. Oh, you know, and by the way, too, if you're about to have a baby, please invest in nursing bras.
Yeah, that too.
But then once you're done,
get rid of them.
And don't necessarily go back to your old bras because your body changes. So, you know, I would say go through the remeasuring part, you know, because you do change. And that's another piece of advice, just that remeasure yourself at different stages of your life, you know, because you do change. Yeah.
I think as a little reminder for myself, because I really struggle with this still, is that I'm going to pair getting new bras with going to the dentist. This is my idea. Because I had a friend who used to get a new bra or two every 6 months. And I thought she was so luxurious and fancy. Like, who does that? I remember thinking that, like, well, aren't we la-ti-da? You know, because I was wearing the same bras for like years. And I thought I was the good person. But I'm going to try to take a look at my bras, take a look at how they're fitting every 6 months, and then potentially add or subtract and make some changes.
That's a great idea.
With the dentist.
That too. With the dentist. That's every 6 months.
Because I go to the dentist. I'm pretty good about that. So I'll time those together.
Yeah, that's a great idea. And that would be 10 times more than I already do.
That would be 1,000 times better than what I currently do.
Yeah. Well, our next advice is, and I mentioned it before, is to invest in bras for every occasion. And there's more than you might think, right?
Yeah. Like you hit upon being comfortable. But for me, Tamara, all I've done is worry about comfort for a really long time. So I actually, I have to backlash against that. And I need some sexy bras.
Oh, okay.
Because I didn't have any. I had none. Yeah. You know, I held up this little red one earlier. But for me, I need some excitement in my life. I need to feel sexy just for myself, no one else. I want to feel good and attractive and some bright colors that are, you know, fun and kind of make me feel good about myself in that way.
Yeah. And they've got sexy ones that actually are fairly comfortable these days. You know,
totally.
If something's not feeling comfortable, chuck it and just move on. It's like we gave the advice we gave with swimsuits. Like the comfortable, perfect fitting one, it's out there. You just got to be willing to, you know, try on 20 of them.
Yeah. Like, I don't know if you have a t-shirt bra. I didn't even know these things existed, but the t-shirt bra, and I'm going to hold up one here. Yeah. They're very sexy and cute, but it's smooth and comfortable and it's nice fabric. And these are great, you know, for TV watching, but they still make you look good at the same time.
Yes. Those are one of my favorites is the t-shirt bras. I didn't know really what their purpose was.
Apparently it's for TV watching at my house.
Okay. So you should have a sexy bra. You need a comfy, I'm going to hang out watching TV for around the house. And if the t-shirt bra doesn't work for you, move to the next style.
Yeah. And I got a couple more because apparently that's not all we need. Because I used to just have the nursing bra, which I've already told you. But I wear a lot of clothes, Tamara, where the straps are really thin. Like today I'm wearing a thicker strap, but I have like spaghetti strap style shirts. Yeah. And I cannot do... I need some bra straps that are sexy and cute if they show. Like I'm going to hold up this one here. It's from Pink, which is adorable. But look at the straps. Yeah, they're like bright colors. They're decorative. So I had to invest in some colorful bras with straps that wouldn't embarrass me. Because I don't want to just have the beige bra.
No, exactly. Yeah. In fact, I think you should have different colors. Like, cause also for under your certain clothes, like I wear a lot of black, but sometimes it's black see-through. So you need a black bra. I think it looks tacky with a skin color bra. So I like to have a black bra and then a couple colorful ones for those fun outfits. Cause I have a red shirt that's also a little see-through. So I have a little red, red bra for that. So definitely gets a few different colors, especially if you like a bra. Mm-hmm. Buy it in several colors.
Yeah. I did that with this one here. This is the Victoria's Secret. It's like their everyday, I don't know. They have a special name for it, but it's like their number one selling bra. And so I bought it in like purple, pink, black, whatever. That way I could really enjoy it. Because if you like the bra, wear it more than once. Don't just have one bra. You need more.
Yes, you do.
But what about strapless, Tamara? I don't want to move on before we.
Yeah.
It's like my least favorite topic. Can you do a strapless bra?
I hate strapless bras. I feel like I look terrible in them.
I hate them.
You know, and I end up having the band too tight because I'm just trying to hold up everything, you know?
Yeah, it's a nightmare.
Yeah.
Listeners, help us. I have a couple ideas for you, but the truth is it's just not working for me, Tamara, either.
Yeah.
So I've tried buying like a size smaller. This is a 32D, I think.
Yeah.
And it's so tight, I can't breathe. Yeah. So that didn't work. Yeah. And it still fell down.
Yeah.
And then I went on the bigger side. I bought the 34 triple D. I thought, okay, well, that'll be much better. And these are good brands.
Yeah.
But that fell down as well. So here's what I came up with. And this is my only solution is that I bought these clear straps. Oh my gosh. Life changing.
What a great solution. And these are kind of cute.
Whatever. Maybe not. My daughter's all, Mom, no. Now, they do kind of dig because they're like plastic.
Yeah.
Okay.
But if it's just a...
Whatever. It's the best I could do, people.
Well, if you're going to eat, like, the things I would wear that would be more fancy, like evening fancy thing. So
like my Las Vegas straps.
That's
You're only going to have something. Hours. Otherwise, it's falling down. And you can also do... I have another strap, which I forgot to bring out, but it goes around the neck. And so all of these bras now are adjustable where they have these little, you know, you can just take your straps off and convert them. Yeah. But it was like a swimsuit thing you do around the neck. And that was better, but it still hurt my neck at the end of the night.
Well, this is a non-bra solution, but.
Yeah. What's yours? Go braless.
I don't think it'll work for a bigger size with your A and B. It worked for my daughter. She just takes an A Spanish and just straps those puppies down. Like
she's going to really appreciate that you just told everyone that.
I won't be letting her have access to this. But you know, like almost like a binder, you know, like a that you just bind your breast. And again, it's not.
And she ideal. Did this with, what'd you say, a duct tape or an ace bandage?
An ace bandage.
Oh, an ace bandage.
Only because it's more comfortable and it kept her in place.
Yeah.
With no straps. But like you said, if you're more on our.
I have not tried that. That is a great idea, actually.
Try it and see it. I, like I said, I don't know how to work for your size, but.
Right. Because I've seen that, like, you know, there's a lot of options out there for the smaller breasted women. I'm not one of them. So I couldn't speak to that with those peel and stick cups and whatnot. But for me, that doesn't work. I have a lot happening.
Yeah, me too.
I have a lot happening. This is the only solution I've ever found that worked.
And oh, look at that.
I know. It's very cute. It's very Madonna-ish.
Okay. Yeah.
This is a bustier. And I know it looks outrageous. I wear this under clothes and it's got like a good 12. I'm going to hold this up. It's got like a good 12 hooks in the back. This stays up for me. Yeah. I think it's because my stomach holds it up. But it's a giant bustier and it does stay in place. It's the only thing I've ever been able to function at, like, you know, dancing and having fun and going out for the night where everything's not falling down.
I think those are kind of sexy.
It's super fun to wear. But again, no one's seeing it. It's not that sexy on. I just got to get real with you. Because like I said, the stomach is really holding it up. It's not a good look for me without clothing on. But under clothing, yes. It's good.
And I think a good work bra might be the same. I don't know if it's the same as sitting around watching TV, but I want a bra that's super comfortable for all day at work, but also looks good under my clothes and makes my nicer like blouses look nice. So for me, I have like a work bra.
You need the work bra as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you notice that wasn't anywhere in my priorities? I'm all about like my whooping it up bras apparently. Yeah, no, but you're right. You need that work every day, not watching TV, but going to work and looking professional bra.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think this leads us to our next one. And the final style is a sports bra. I mean, Stephanie, we always laugh.
That's a serious one. Yeah. We could do a whole episode on that.
That's a big
topic.
Mm-hmm. Like when you can tell, like when we're running and you can tell a new jogger because they don't have a great bra and they're just all over. They're same with
all my over town, all over
and
town.
It's like, I feel like going up to them like, girl,
get yourself
you
a
need
bra.
A sports bra, because honestly that's hard on your neck and back to have the, you know, the girls be jumping around everywhere
and the chafing and just the itching. Yeah. Not good.
Yeah. So you really, really need to get a separate bra for sports.
Just and for that's
like a whole nother.
It's a whole episode. Whole can of worms, but but don't ignore that part is what we're saying. These bras are an investment. I mean, yes, it sounds like we're recommending a lot of bras, but that's real. This is every day of your life. It's just as important as underwear.
Yeah. And I would say another piece of advice I throw in there is don't listen to everything everybody says on the internet, because like, I was looking for a sports bra and they're like, oh, you have to have this, the Oprah Enel bra. That's a one Oprah recommends for exercise. Oh my God, it was terrible for me. So everybody's different. So just because people are raving that, oh, you have to get this one or that one. Honestly, you have to just try it and then get something specific to you.
Yeah. Good tip. Well, I think we covered them all, Tamara. We had so many good tips today. Yeah.
Except how about bra care?
Oh, what do you do with that? You know what I do? I don't wash them.
No, honestly.
I don't. I really don't. I know it's embarrassing. Unless they're gross. I don't. Is that bad?
Yeah.
What well, should I do though if I wanted to wash them?
Well, the more you wash it, so yes, the less time they last. So I would say if they're not stinky and they're not dirty, just don't wash it. I keep wearing them all over. But if they start getting ranky, I think a lot of people, there's a couple things. Most of you read the instructions, they want you to hand wash it and hang dry it, which is such a pain.
Yeah. That sounds like a lot of work.
Yeah, you can put it in a net. What I do sometimes is put it in one of those net like lingerie bags, and then wash it on like delicate, and then line dry it.
Excellent tip.
Yeah, but it's, you know,
it's a lot of work. Fabulous.
I'm curious what our listeners think. Leave a comment on YouTube or post a tip on Instagram and tag @DirtyLazyKeto. And if your comment is read on the air during season 3, contact Stephanie to receive a prize. Now, before we get to our final hacks, let's stop and take a quick break.
I could not figure out a way to transition to this, Tamara, but I wanted to do a recipe share out, a recipe call out from the Dirty Lazy Keto 5-ingredient cookbook. And I don't laugh, but one of my favorite snacks right now, I'm so obsessed with cucumbers and making pickles. So I know that's so weird, but I love, love, love cucumbers. And there's a wonderful recipe in the 5-ingredient cookbook for how you can actually make pickles all by yourself at home. It's on page 119, and it is a fantastic, super easy recipe to make homemade pickles and enjoy that healthy snack. So check it out.
Thanks, Stephanie. Let's wrap up today's episode by sharing an unconventional personal hack that's related to bras.
Well, I feel like I gave a lot of personal secrets away today, but I'll share one more just so everybody knows everything about me. But Tamara, I used to have all my bras just shoved in this lingerie drawer, and it was a disaster. I couldn't find anything. They would go behind the drawer and fall down in the back of the dresser. So one of the things I did to try to help myself stay more organized is in my closet, I hung up a huge line of hooks, and I got plastic hook racks from the dollar store and just drilled them all in a row. And now I hang up my bras. I sort them by color and I hang them on the straps all in a line. It makes it so much easier to get dressed, and it keeps my bras, their shape better, and they're not all bunched up and lost. So it's a super nice, easy, fun tip.
I love that hack. And I would have never thought to do that. Also, it airs it out so that they're not, you know, stinky.
There you go.
Yeah. Well, my hack I'm going to recycle from way back. I think we did it maybe 2.5 years ago when we talked about underwear, but it's so worth repeating. And this is a hack to make that bra washing easier. So here's the hack. You know, you can avoid the hand washing, all that. It's just take your bra into the shower with you. You can even wear it into the shower. And then you take your bra and, you know, when you're washing your hair with shampoo, just throw some of that shampoo on your bra because it's nice and gentle, and then rinse it and then leave it in the shower to drip dry, and bam, you got your bra washing done while you're in the shower.
I love it. Well, listeners, I hope you enjoyed Tamara and I sharing all of our embarrassing stories about our personal issues with bras, and recognize that we're not trying to tell you to just go out there and try to be sexy, because that's not what this is about. I think when you have a great fitting bra and bras for all the different occasions in your life, it really makes a difference in terms of your confidence, your self-esteem, the way you look at yourself, the way you approach the world. You know, bras are an important part about being a woman, and we want to help support you to problem solve and be the best person that you can be.
And are you enjoying the Dirty Lazy Girl podcast? Show your support by leaving a review on Apple Podcasts. If you're listening on YouTube, give the episode a thumbs up, leave a comment, and subscribe to the Dirty Lazy Keto channel.
Well, we absolutely love reading your comments and your reviews. And in fact, here's one that a listener wrote. This is coming from YouTube, and it was written on our issue about swimsuits. We hinted at that earlier. We did a whole episode. It was episode number 21 of season 3 about how to feel confident in a swimsuit. And Liz W., she wrote, "I love these podcasts. I feel like I've made 2 new best friends. Such great advice. Thank you, sisters."
If you enjoyed today's podcast, please tell a friend. Remember to subscribe, rate, and review us wherever you listen to podcasts.
For more information about what we talked about today, or just to get in touch, visit DirtyLazyKeto.com. See you next week.